Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Thank you, Earl. 3 hours down, one to go on Grant and Danny. One additional note, Caps in Nashville tonight, as Earl mentioned. How about Matt Niskanen returning from a 13-game absence? The Caps 7-6 without him, which is stunningly effective considering they were thin on defense and he might be their most complete defenseman. He's skating partnered with Dmitry Orlov at practice today, according to Ben Raby, who's in Nashville. So the Caps could be getting Niskanen back tonight, which would be a big boost. Chris Russell always boosts our enjoyment and ratings on this program. He is with us now on the hotline. Slash Arini, thanks for a couple of minutes to talk about the Redskins. How are you? Doing very well, buddy. I read a story on the fandc.com that people should check out that Blue Shorts wrote up about a rant that you had had post-game. And before we get into all the specifics in the news and notes, what happened post-game when you went ham sandwich on a caller?
Well, this was what I referred to you when you called in, which I appreciated you calling in on your way out of FedEx Field, that I had gone on this vicious rant because I had said, just, you know, out of the chute, I said I graded Kirk Cousins a C+. I said he was fine. You know, he could have done a lot more. Could have, you know, he didn't play as bad as some people were going to make it out to be. You know, the typical stuff. I said he certainly wasn't the main reason why the Redskins lost. You know, and all the normal stuff that we would say in a spot like that. And I said he balled out on a couple of plays. So this caller called in and just started ripping me because I had the audacity just before that to criticize Josh Norman and to say that Kirk Cousins had balled out all game. And of course, I hadn't said he balled out all game. I said he balled out on a couple of plays and I gave his stats and blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden, I just lost it. And I, you know, you guys deal with this. I deal with it. I let people get to me more than you guys probably do. I can't take the section of this fan base, which probably is a smaller group than I think it is, but it is a very loud, stubborn, obnoxious group that blames Kirk Cousins for everything that goes wrong on this team. I just can't take it anymore.
Here's a little snippet of this past weekend's rant from
Slash. Let this roll. I like it.
Oh, boy.
Did I not criticize Kirk Cousins? Have I not, since the start of the show, said Kirk Cousins did not play well in a couple of big spots?
He didn't have a baller game.
Stop being
mad.
I didn't say he had a baller game. I said he balled out on a couple of plays.
20 seconds ago.
I said he balled out on a couple of sequences. That's ridiculous.
$24 million a year, he should have more than 200 passing yards and 2 1-yard rushing touchdowns.
He had 320.
I would love to go to my Chicago and get paid that kind of money to be mediocre. Okay. I would love
all right,
that.
That's all good because, frankly, this guy stinks, to be honest with you. So God bless you for dealing with him. If you called in post-game and your point is Kirk Cousins lost him the game after watching that game, you were squarely in that camp before it began. But I was told you made a really weird noise during the rant as well.
Was it Howard Dean or Chris Russell?
Yeah, can we hear this noise that Russell made?
I mean, Redskins fans might be the dumbest. I get aggravated when you guys, how dare you, Chris, have the audacity to complain or criticize anyone else because Kirk Cousins makes $24 million a year. I didn't say Kirk Cousins played great. Didn't say that.
That's Chris Russell, as heard postgame. By the way,
sorry guys,
don't you dare apologize.
My favorite
to us.
Thing is that Rini apologizes for just you're just being opinionated and passionate, and you're being a little over the top, obviously.
Right.
But it's after the game, and you're at a bar and whatever else.
Yeah,
the
adrenaline is flowing a little bit, and maybe I sounded like Howard Dean or, you know, whatever. But, I mean, here's the bottom line. I was trying to censor myself, as you can tell, probably in that little clip, from going, like, way over the top and way over the cliff and really getting myself in trouble. But, you know, again, I think Redskins fans are very passionate. I think most are normal. It's just the, you know, just like it was with Robert, just like it is with Jay, just like it was with Shanahan, just like it was with Haslett. There's a very obnoxious, smaller probably percentage of the pie than I think it is percentage of this fan base that just can never be happy, can never accept anything other than the bottom line. And I don't go as crazy with the whole, you know, quarterbacks can't help you win or lose a game. I know you guys have your stance on that. I understand a quarterback shapes the form of a game and a team season and success and all that stuff. I get it. It's just the notion that, you know, Kirk Cousins is solely or mostly or exclusively responsible for wins and losses is what aggravates me.
Slash, just help yourself go to sleep at night by taking that deep breath and saying, people who know.
Yeah.
And that guy doesn't know. So he doesn't get to, if it's the Washington Post, if you don't get it, you don't get it. by the way, I just retweeted it. TheFanDC.com is where you can find the story. It was pretty good. All right. On to more important matters, like the upcoming week for the Redskins. Mm-hmm. What's your expectation for Samaje Perine? I think it's hard to be a rookie running back who thrived on big workloads in college, getting an average of 6 touches a game. Yeah. So people are disappointed in him, but I'm not really sure how much a guy like that can show you in a 4-carry game.
Well, I mean, here's what I would say. I was disappointed that he didn't get one of those 2 carries on 3rd and 1, 4th and 1. I understand what they tried to do. I understand why it didn't work. I understand what they were trying to accomplish late in that spot. But what I was encouraged by were a couple of Samaje's runs, especially the one little cut. Now, he got tripped. He could have had more, but he got, I think, 5 or 6 on the play. He converted on the 4th and inches. So I think because his ball security was better last week than it has been, and this dates all the way back to the Baltimore preseason game, by the way, I think maybe Jay and the offensive staff will have more trust in him. And I think if you have the normal offensive line back and you're not shuttling in a couple of guys, and if Brandon Scherff doesn't get blown up at a couple of spots and you're not shuffling in centers and all that stuff, I think Samaje Perine can have some success against this Saints defense. Now, is the Saints defense much, much better than it has been? Of course it is. But part of the reason why they're much better is because they're protected. They're not on the field for very long. They're only on the field for like 26 and a half minutes per game. If the Redskins can run the football and can chip away 3-4 yards a pop, and I know that's easier said than done, with Samaje Perine, a little bit of a battering ram, but somebody who does have some cutting ability, somebody who does have some ability to shake a hole, I think that can help this offense and wear down the Saints defense.
WrestleMania 6 2-1, where he plies his trade on the Twitterverse. Russell, you wrote something up that I have been beating the drum about, and you actually put the numbers down. You took the time to research it, which I appreciate. I've just been kind of anecdotally saying, this sucks, but you wrote about it, and it's very, very well done. The last 2 minutes, basically, of the first half, heading into the second half, the Redskins have 5 losses. It's been, as the French say, le désastre at the end of the first half, heading into the second half. Each time they've lost those games, go into that.
Yeah, appreciate it. 78 points in the last 2 minutes of the second quarter and fourth quarter cumulatively as a team. 78 points allowed in those last, again, 2 minutes of the second quarter and the fourth quarter. That's over the course of a season. Now, 21 total of that 78 is because of direct offensive turnovers, like that freaky end to the Kansas City game, the Fletcher Cox, Kirk Cousins fumble that should have never counted, so on and so forth. So it's not all on the defense, but the bottom line is as a team, and we saw it on Sunday, how rapidly things changed just inside that 2-minute window when Minnesota scored 14 points and really changed the course of the game. It's got to improve. Bottom line, it's got to improve. Now, Kirk, the encouraging thing for me, guys, I don't know about you, is we know that Kirk led that game-winning drive against the Rams on the road in Los Angeles. What he did last week against Seattle, Does he need to do more of that? Of course. But at least there is some signs that this team fights and battles down to the very last second. Now, again, they've got to get better at these sequences where maybe they just mentally relax a little bit. Maybe they're gassed. I don't know what it is, but they're allowing just too many points going into breaks or at the end of games, which obviously if you go into a break at halftime, it's setting yourself up to lose all the momentum you gained from a strong start.
Yeah, multiple times they've had the football with a position. At least just take a knee three times. Yeah. You don't give anything up, but they've given something up, and it's been a disaster. Going forward, and you watch the tape on this thing. I'm just watching the games, and I'll go back and sometimes watch highlights or whatever I can, the condensed thing on NFL.com, whatever. But here's what I always want to know. Josh Doctson, 4 catches, 30 yards. I got the sense that his catches came against zone defense when he didn't have to beat Xavier Rhodes one-on-one. Now, Xavier Rhodes is a badass. He's as good as there is in football. As you're watching this game with the big panoramic views and the like, is he consistently getting open? Or is this and he's waving for the ball when he's just not getting it? Or is this tough day against a really good corner?
I mean, outside of the one where he ran right down the seam and he was open and Kirk overthrew him, I didn't see him obviously clearly open. And the second, of course, the turf monster got him on the one, which was a great sell, which would have been a touchdown.
Great
Kirk
sell.
Put it right where it had to be. We could sit here and say, they should have connected on this and they should have connected. They could have had 2 touchdowns, Kirk to Josh Doctson on Sunday, right? I don't think anybody's disputing that. Things happen. Things didn't work out, whatever the reason is. I don't think Josh Doctson is like wide open 20 yards beating coverage and Kirk is not seeing him. I think it's much tighter and much harder, I guess, than that. And here's the other thing. Because Jamison Crowder hasn't been healthy, because Terrell Pryor isn't a threat, because Ryan Grennan isn't a threat, they can assign their best corner, as you mentioned, Xavier Rhodes, so that the Redskins are kind of forced to go the opposite way. Everybody knew they were going to come in and target Sherrills in that particular spot, or to target the other corner that was a first-round pick that's kind of been a little bit of a disappointment. So that's the other thing. By Doctson, if he can learn the rest of the route tree, and if they can trust him all sorts of different spots, the X, the Z, and maybe even inside, he can get more favorable matchups and stay out of those exclusive one-on-one type matchups with, say, a better corner.
I'm viewing this game in New Orleans as one I can't see them winning, and I felt that way against Seattle, and obviously they did, so what does that mean? But it sounded to me like you're a little bit more optimistic that they can hang with the Saints. Is that fair?
I am, as long as they can counter with their run, obviously. And, of course, you got to stop the run. See, to me, New Orleans, and Dar and I had a big argument about this during the game on Sunday. New Orleans is very successful running the football, as we know, but they are also much more committed to it than making Drew Brees do everything, which is what he did for so long, even with a short passing game. So to me, if you can kind of control Kamara, which is obviously a big thing, and not have Ingram break a bunch of tackles, then I think if you can control the football for 30, 31 minutes, as opposed to them controlling it for 32, 33, 34 minutes, then you give yourself a chance. Now, that being said, obviously your defense has to be a lot better. Your special teams can't have screw-ups. And Kirk has to take care of the football against a very aggressive defense.
Yeah, I love it. I love the recipe. And all you got to do is commit to the run, GP. It's a magical formula, and you get to win every time you play.
Come on now. Wait a second. We were getting along fine.
I mean, great. I just committed to the run. It means I win.
But you see what happens with New Orleans. Not only are they helping their offense, Brees hasn't had a touchdown pass in 2 weeks, right?
They have 2 running backs that are better than any running back on the Redskins.
I totally understand that. This is not just a play-calling situation. This is an organizational philosophy Sean Payton has been better at than Jay Gruden and the Redskins, no doubt.
Appreciate you. We were doing fine until Danny
had
to do whatever he had to do.
I do this thing where it's time to say goodbye, and then I can't resist one parting shot. 3 minutes later, we're still bantering. That's on me. That's my fault.
Sorry. Don't you apologize. It's my fault. I get wound up.
We love you, Rainey.
You're our guy.
We ended this how we started it, by the way, with Chris Russell apologizing for something he didn't have to apologize
for. I did it.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Speaking of running backs, it's Samaje Perine time. I actually think he's going to show pretty well in the next few weeks with that starting job. Do you guys think it's going to be more of the same from him, or will he break out? We'll get to your thoughts next on The Fan.
Folks, Danny Rubier here for my guys at Ted Burt Ford. Oh, man, is it time. You've been probably driving around in a car that you don't love. Don't do that anymore, not for 1 second. Get primo value on your trade-in for my guys at Tempur Ford. They'll give, go above and beyond Blue Book, in fact. Here's what you do get as well. It's 2017. It's almost over. That's right. The 2018s, they're en route. So that means it's time for you to get some unbelievable offers right now on some 2017s. Check out the following models where you get 0% financing plus 72 months, rather, plus an extra $1,000 cash, buyer cash for you. The Ford Fusion, the Focus, the Mustang, the Taurus, the Escape, the Flex, the Explorer, the Expedition, the F-150, 2017s of all of them, brand new car, great deal for you. And Tempur Ford does something awesome. They do a lot of things awesome. We got Tempur for Life, lifetime vehicle coverage, big stuff, powertrain, small stuff like they'll replace your windshield for you. This is the coolest thing that they do, in my opinion. $1,000 extra on top of what I just talked about, military and veteran rebate to all those who have served or families living with those who have served. They take care of the people that take care of us. I love that about Tempur Ford. Go see them and please tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.